AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. As Congress moves toward reopening the federal government after a six-week shutdown, Chris Rugaber reports economists are taking stock of its impact.
Many expect that growth will be cut by as much as half in the final 3 months of the year, and they see several reasons that the shutdown will hit the economy. One is that over a million federal workers have gone without paychecks. So that means less spending on restaurant meals, less spending on travel, delayed purchases of larger things like cars or furniture. People are unlikely to spend on those large items when they don't have a paycheck. A lot of it will be made up when the government reopens and federal workers do get back pay. But many economists estimate that as much as a fifth of the impact will be permanent. Another impact is the interruption to food stamp, or what's now called SNAP benefits. And while many of the 42 million Americans who receive SNAP have gotten some of their November benefits, some of that was delayed and in many cases disrupted, and that's likely to also slow down consumer spending.
The Supreme Court's extended an order blocking full SNAP food aid payments. The order keeps in place at least for a few days, a chaotic situation. 42 million Americans buy groceries with the help of SNAP. Airlines have canceled more than 9,000 flights since the FAA ordered a 10% reduction in air traffic to cope with short staffing and control towers, in part a result of the shutdown. 1,200 flights were canceled today. Marilyn Ross was traveling through Atlanta and not happy.
I will never travel again. If I travel again, I will drive. Because I don't trust any airports. I don't trust any of this stuff anymore. I have totally lost faith in whatever it is, the system.
Low of 28 degrees Fahrenheit in Jacksonville, Florida this morning. A record low as Arctic air chills the southeast. In baseball news, Cleveland's Stephen Vogt is AL Manager of the Year for the second straight year. Milwaukee's Pat Murphy on the NL side. This is AP News. President Trump marked Veterans Day Tuesday. Ed Donahue has a report.
On a cold Veterans Day, President Trump laid a wreath at the Tomb of the Unknowns at Arlington National Cemetery. He paid tribute to those who have fought for their country.
Everything we have, everything our country has achieved, has been purchased by the muscle, spine, and steel of the United States military. We owe it all to the fierce and noble men and women of the Army, the Navy, the Air Force, Space Force, Coast Guard, and the United States Marines.
The president says Americans don't quit, never surrender.
Today is not only Veterans Day, but it's my proclamation that we are now going to be saying and calling Victory Day for World War I.
I'm Ed Donahue.
There's more news and the latest developments at apnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thank you for listening.